Now, most of the rain. But somebody said it more, most of the rain. Somebody said. Go back, say most of the rain. Yeah, most of the rain. No. You don't read well. Never mind about it. What is going to read well?
Let me tell you just the
rather than the love, but coming towards the summer time. All right. What's going on? The Bailin gave it, turned it over to the Shema, or the Shema turned it over to the Shema. The pastors in the Mishnah, the Mosorol Rea means the Bailin turned it over to the Shema. But the Gemara doesn't like it because about that Shomrim. Achai and Benizokim, we know from the Mishnah, she has never done the Hei, so there is no need to repeat it here. So the Gemara interprets as not Mosrol Hashem or Mosrol Reye, the Balim Tarek Tarek Reye, but who is Mosrol Reye? The Hashem or Mosrol Reye. The Hashem or Mosrol Reye. It means Hashem or Shem Mosrol Hashem. Nu, it's a sugi in Yambavkit, Shem or Shem or Shem or Shem or Shem or Shem רוב יהודי דעות, רבי יחנן הוא רב, בשם השמש השם החי בפוטר, איזה מחלק יש איזה בום אנדום הרוסים שם השמש השם הרסחי, אבל ארץ אין לי שפקדני ביד אחר. And רבי יחנן, and the one instead of השם 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 הרסבוטר, is they call most of that. Then the Gemara says that Rov also agrees with God, Hashem 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 but not for the same reason. According to Rav, the reason for the Jewish people is Yad Acher. Rov is another reason, maybe what is the reason? At Nomnu for the Shvue, who I may name for the Shvue. The Gemara, you know, for the vast not only Rov, the Gemara can ask on Rav Tumos, probably. She is a Shvue Yad Acher, the Gemara picks out Rov here. And the Mishnah here is against Rov. Rov says Hashem 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 And here is Shema 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 at Pata Chayev and here I'm Mosro Lerei and here is Arei Tachta and Shema 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 at Pata. But the Gemara could have answered, I mean, and the Gemara had asked me, I would have answered immediately. What's the answer? What's the answer? Right in the Gemara, the Gemara says, Leime never to you to the Rove, the Gemara says. What the Gemara should have answered? What the Gemara should have answered? Rove says, it's in regard to the Balim, then he's a question of the Gemara to the Manus, who's the Gemara to the He's only shaming the topic, therefore the Gemara is not speaking about Mizrachim, but he's speaking about Shmiras Gufe. It's very difficult. The Mishnah does not speak in Shmiras Gufe. The Mishnah spoke in Shmiras Gufe, it would be a mafkin in the proper place for it. But here is not Shmiras Gufe. What is here? Shmiras Mizrachim is here. And if it's Shmiras Mizrachim, if it's Shmiras Mizrachim, it's the whole world, you don't know, you don't understand what it is. The Raya did mask camera. As a matter of fact, the website didn't find anybody who is concerned with this problem. On the condition of the website, I would say that the website is in with regard to Shmiras Mizrachim. I don't remember whom he mentioned, the reason he mentioned it. Now, Ben Peretz, if you read Ben Peretz simply, you see the word, you read the word, you get the impression that Ben Peretz is speaking not about Shmiras Gufe, but Shmiras Mizrachim, because it is very difficult. The whole Mishnah is concerned with Shmiras Mizrachim. Suddenly, Mishnah reminded herself about another problem. So why does the Gemara don't tell? Why doesn't the Gemara answer? The Gemara says, let me tell it to you, tell the Rove. The Gemara answers, let Barzile. Barzile means the Balim should have known beforehand that Hashemer will carry it over to his assistant, whatever, to his clerk, whatever it is, right. His apprentice. All right. So the Gemara should have known it before. But why didn't the Gemara answer? The Gemara should have answered, right? That's why the Rambam, Rashtes, says that the Gemara deals not with the problem of Shmiras Gufe. Shmiras Gufe is a business in a mafkid, not here. But Shmiras Nizok, but the Rambam, of course, with Shmiras Nizok, what has it got to do with Rambam? Reb Chaim is a long, long chiddush, many chiddushim on there. But before you get you get a problem, I mean, what does it got to do with Rove? Let's forget the Gemara about Rove. The Gemara spoke about Rove here. Let's simply say, what do you say, Shema Shemosa Veshema vis-a-vida mizah? You have no Gemara, forget. Take a call on the Rive, the Gemara didn't speak about Shema Shemosa Veshema vis-a-vida mizah, the Gemara speaks Shema Shemosa Veshema vis-a-vida the Bible. Oh, I forgot that. Vis-a-vida the Bible, it's a repetition of this sugya in Amavki. All right. But let us say the Rambam is right, that the Gemara is dealing with what? With Shmiras Gufe, correct? Now the Rambam is right, Shmiras is right. Let's forget the Gemara now, the Gemara is Krove, just me Pisvore. We don't know if any Gemara at all. What is, if I have a Shira Mazik, and I entrust a Shira Mazik to Shemir, and the Shemir entrusted to another Shemir? And of course, I'm Potter, because I get there under the Shemir. But the Shemir had a right, vis-a-vis the Nizek, not vis-a-vis the Balin, to entrust the Shemir, to turn over the Shemir to another Shemir. Yeah. What do you say about whether there is Shemir? What should be the status of Shemir, Shemosar, Le Shemir, with regard to Nizek? Forget the Gemara. What should be? According to Raive, the Sugya deals with Shemir as Gufe. Oh, fine, what about Shemir as Gufe? The Rabbi doesn't say anything. What should we say? Certainly Chaim, should we say certainly Potter? I don't know. I don't know. What do you say? What? Fine, good. All right. Forget that. What do you say? Logically, forget about it. Logically, what should be? What should be, huh? I mean, you're just guessing. I mean, you're just saying it. I would say like that. I would say, I spoke with you, I discussed it last time and time before, and several times I discussed it, and then you know that. It depends what the Chiyuv Shemer is. If the Chiyuv Shemer is a pure Shmira, it's pure Bailey. Not like this. Let us say a Gazlan she goes for. A Gazlan. And turn towards Hashem. Is I have no mind, no doubt in my mind. That's what? A Gazlan is too listim, Mr. Hayomim, but it's too listim, Mesoru, and Hashem. I have no doubt in my mind, what? That's what? Huh? The Gazlan is put. The same manner as the Bailim can turn over to the Hashem. The Nichnas Tachas HaBailim. Und weil ich another Gazlan sehe, man, the fact that I'm a Gazlan is not relevant now. Since you are Mechayev, you blame me for the Nizokum, but there is why. You hold me responsible for Nizokum, why? Why do you hold me responsible for Nizokum? Ah? But there is Balim, no? So I'm not worse than the Balim. Can the Balim turn it over to someone else? Why not a Gazlan? Why not a gas? Can I say a gas? No. It's like violin for Chiyuv, but in Shemer, Shemosar, he doesn't enjoy the privilege which the violin do enjoy. Why should I say so? Why should I say so? I do enjoy it, why not? Is if Shemer is Chayveter as violin, take it as Shemer is not Chayveter as violin, take it as Gazlan Chayveter. What the violin is in Gazlan, is a Balashmire, or what kind of a violin is a Gazlan? A balamon. What kind of a mamina chai is also okay. Is according to Tesis, but however, if Shemer is also, if Baile means Balashmire, Balashmire, is a Shemer might also be classified. We discussed it last week. Under the term of what? Under the term of Baile, a Shemer can be classified under the term of Baile. If a Shemer can be classified in the term of Baile. A Shemer should certainly be capable of passing on the Shmire to someone else like the Baal. If there is no problem. What I say? Let's say Shmizei Vedacha will say the Nizek. What's got to do with the Nizek? What's got to do with the Nizek? What is Nizek coming? You see, in Shmiras Gufei, in Hashem Achayim Beteras Achrayes. So he cannot turn over. Because that's a Mishraev, so he cannot turn over to somebody else. Because his that's a Mishraev binds him tightly to whom? to the Bali. Is that it? Seni, at Memnis in the Shmue, whatever he says. But the Shemir in the Zokum, if he's not Chai Vetiras Achrai, there's Dasa Mishchai, no, it's Chai Vetiras Rad. Vetiras Bali, why not? There's no problem. However, if Shemir is not Vetiras Bali, face the Shita is like that, Hashemir is not Vetiras Bali, but Shemir is Vetiras Rad Chai Vetiras Rad. Dasa Mishchai. No. Das am Israel, no. Das am Israel. What is the problem? What's the problem? If it's Bali, there's no problem. If it is Das am Israel, and the Rambam happens to think that Hashem is Das am Israel, how do I know that the Rambam thinks that Hashem is Israel with Das am Israel? Not better as Bali? No, it repeat again. Because Hashem Echinom is only chayev up to the limit of Shmiret Chuse, even though the Mazik requires what? Shmiret Mune, like that, if we are chayev Eteres Balim, it should have the Eteres Balim, so his obligation vis-a-vis the Nizek should transcend his obligation, his responsibility vis-a-vis what? Vis-a-vis the Balim. Yeah. The Rambam Shit is Hashem is Chayev Eteres Achrayes. No, if he's Chayev Eteres Achrayes. No, fine. But what is Shema Shemasa Vashema? What's the problem here? No, forget me, Salek. If Shemesh was Shemesh is Chaim, there was no Siluk. If Shemesh was Shemesh is Potter, it's Siluk. It's a different problem which Hashem raised. What if Shemesh was Shemesh is Potter, and what is the first one? It's Siluk Legamri or not? Oh, it's a business Ramban, Rashi, but forget about it. We are now trying to analyze the Alokhers. What do you say? Why can't you analyze it? You have to be able to analyze it. Yes? No, you don't say it. You've got to say it. The crux of the matter lies somewhere else. No. Shema Shemosa Shema Betiras Achrayes. So, if it's Betiras Dasa Mishchayev, there is another problem. To whom is that Dasa Mishchayev? To whom is that Dasa Mishchayev? We didn't discuss it. We never discussed it. To whom is the Bar? To the Nizokhu? But Nizokhu, he doesn't know who the Nizokhu will be. I mean, it's a kind of a smart Baalmer. We don't know who the Nizokhu. Whatever it is, Nizokhu, no. It is a Dasa Mishchayev to the Bar. What's for Dasa Mishchayev, is it? That in case of what? Of Nezek. So I'll step in, and I'll protect them from paying, I'll pay for them. It's a Dasa Mishchayev to the Bible. Might be, you may insist that Dasa Mishchayev in Shemer is directly to Nizek. I ask Machtes, I ask Zer Sakosu, I don't know. You may insist, directly to the Nizek. But I would rather suggest to you, if it's Dasa Mishchayev, it's not in Nizek, he doesn't know about it. So Dasa Mishchayev to the Bala. That, in case of Nizek, I take over the responsibility. Dasa Mishchayev to the Bala. Correct? No, if it's a Dasa Mishchayev to the Bala, is the Gemara says here one thing. Now let's understand what the Gemara says here. What does the Gemara say here now? If in Shmiras Gufei the Balim can insist. If in Shmiras Gufei the Balim can insist what? That he himself do the Shmira. And not entrust the Chayfetz to anyone else. It's a Vimadacher Matmans Vishwe. So the Balim can also comprehend, prevent him. The same objections the Balim can raise وقت و تشميره دماغته في زفي شميره زكوفي لكن غيز عصف شميره سنصف إذا غاف صلوخي would be excellent في الجمهوري إذا كان غاف إستاد أخوري would be excellent The balancing zay in pikeretzenish in pikeretzenish biyadacha not only vis-à-vis the shmiras guf and vis-à-vis me, but vis-à-vis the nizek because vis-à-vis the nizek is also the balei ma'ad mechayim. The balei ma'ad mechayim. It is in the das ha'ischayves, in the das mischayev to the balei which is both shmiras guf and shmiras nezach. שמירס גופי אין שמירס לזה אין שמירס לזה is the balim may object to what? Not only to as far as שמירס גופי is concerned may object שמירס לזה הכל שמירס לזה הכל because if השמר is not חייב בטרס בו השמירה אז חייב בטרס אחראי is that some is חייב is the balim is the betzem da mechayim ar de balim mechayim ar de balim ja de mechayim vod Hashem a peis for them the vrei the rei vichit is as if as mrotz an hizek he can collect from the balim directly even with Hashem right even the ram vichit is not like that this is a loch that hizek cannot collect from two places so he has to collect from the Hashem it's a different story but you see from the rei vichit you see who is the mechayim The Baal Rambam. Even the Rambam Shitti is not like that. Rambam Shitti is the ones, when the Shemar accepted his Chayres, so he pays for the Baal. He pays for the Baal. And the Nizek cannot get to the Baal. But the Dasa Mishraev is not, there are two Dasa Mishraev. One Dasa Mishraev vis-à-vis the Baal, and another Dasa Mishraev vis-à-vis what? Vis-à-vis the Nizek. No, it's one Dasa Mishraev. It's one dasa mischayev to our debale to pay for the gufa behemo, shmiras gufei, and shmiras nizokov to protect them if the sheir should be what should happen to get involved in some mischief. Now the problem has shema shemosa le shema an application. Is a contra brav shitoch vare ebidei shebidei in refen shebidei nebirach abai sedle but somehow the Gemara doesn't ask from abai Gemara ask a point but Rove who says chayev no abai isn't given rav says it
abai
time with rav abai time with rav rav is chayev and abai time with rav and Rove time with rav yeah Why the Gemara picked out Rove not Abai? I don't know, because I look at Rove. But the Gemara, but the question is, what kind of a tiny is that memory which you have? Hey, let's say she being a dacha can be a tiny applicable to both. The Shmiras Mizok and Shmiras Gufei. I don't a fellow else also has provided the share of Shmira Pruse, your Shmira would have been more skillfully organized and it wouldn't have happened. On your Shmira. But at memory bishwe, ichle memory bishwe, what has got to do with the tiny for Rove and ichle memory bishwe? You see, if Shemer is chayim b'tiras b'alim, it also gives from Shemer's one of Shemer has absolutely no application. You understand very well. There's no application. What kind of a sugi? What's got to do with Shemer's Nizok? If Shemer is chayim not b'tiras b'alim, but b'tiras dasam is chayim, in the dasam is chayim, you have to add one thing, it's not dasam is chayim to the Nizek. It's less a mischayev the body, it's a mischayev anyway like that. That's a mischayev according to the Rav itself. That's a mischayev as far as the body is concerned. Is if the body can object as far as Shmiras Guf is concerned to Shema Shemas HaLashema, they can also object as far as Shmiras Nizokim is concerned, correct? But the objection should have been on the grounds of what grounds? Not on the grounds, not memory b'shvue, ichle memory b'shvue. Ichle memory b'shvue. No? Now I'm expecting help from you. problem now.
Yes.
What do you see there in the map memory of Israel? Yes, what do you want to say? What? All right, but yes. What did Rav say? What did Rav say at memory of Israel? Shema Shemosa, the Shema, you see, you can interpret Rav's. Please. Will you stop talking? You can interpret Rav's at memory shua, eich lem shua in two ways. In one way, at Shema Shmosa Shema, here we are now getting into Reb Chaim's, the area which Reb Chaim covered. I don't remember exactly what he said, but I know he talked about it. Anyway, it is revolved about it. But Reb Chaim's Shema, at memory shua, eich lem memory shua, כמסת סימפסון. את השם הראשון is חייב השמוע. שם השמוסה על השם is good. It's not a פשיע פרסה. All right. But it does not relieve the שם הראשון. זה מחליק זו שם. It does not relieve the שם הראשון of Ishmael. No, the Bible cannot say we don't want the שם השני. Even the שם השני שם הקרוי. הקורנט הבאי דוח even the שם השני. If we have aides, if we have witnesses. So the second Shema provided the Chayfetz with the proper Shmira is a Chayef. Because this is a Lohan Ratzayn Shem Bevein Biyadach. Arabaha? Yeah, it's a Bayek. Going to Rove is no. If he actually provided them with the Shmira, if there's no need for Shmura, it's okay. But a Shema Rishon, the pilot can say, all right, but who clarify it? Who prove it that there was Shmira? What proves in Shem and Malave is, I mean, whether Shema Koroi or Shema Koroi? The Shmue. So, I mean, give us the Shmue, you take the Shmue. If you take the Shmue, it's okay. He cannot take the Shmue because he doesn't know anything. The other Shmue you don't want to accept. You don't want to accept the other Shmue. This is the pastor. There, if you should interpret a count by the Siluk Shmue, and they say Akon to Rashi is like that. Akon to Abaye, Akon to Rav, I mean, is Siluk Shmire? What is that? At Memes Levi Shmire? I don't owe you a Shmire. I don't owe you a Shmire. If you want a Shmire, go ahead, go to the second Shemir. You see, either is no Siluk Shmire. The Shemir Rishon remains, I mean, the Shemir. But only the exercise of the Shmire, the implementation is up to Shemir Sheni. אז רב חיים קורז עם הגברי באחריקוי. A substitute. But השם but השמיר גביילים the בלדובר of the בעל המומן is who? והשם הריש. So the בעלים can say, all right, we don't want to accept the שמיר על השם השם. We don't want to accept the שמיר על השם השם. We don't trust it. Give us a שמיר. If you'll take a note, will be happy. He cannot take the oath because he hasn't seen anything. So that's why he's chayev. It's not Shema Shemos L'Shema is chayev. But why is chayev? It's Hashem Hashem Yochel Yishova. Hashem Hashem Yochel Yishova. But you can interpret Rav is very different. As Be'etzem is, they have got the Shmue, the Shema Rishon doesn't owe them any Shmue. If Shema Shemos L'Shema is Potter, is the Resiluk Shmir. The Resiluk Shmir. No, you can't. Siluk Shmira, I'm not chayev shvuah. So I mean, so go to Shem Hasheni. You don't trust him. It's too bad. But I'm not chayev shvuah. So what is the halacha? What is the halacha, Ravis? I call it second shot. The halacha is if I turn over the behemoth to a gavre, who shvuah is not acceptable to whom? To the Baal. Is this is not Shema Shema? It's not the same Shema. It's like what's that? It's not the same Shema. See, Aloche, that's why. According to the first Pshat, Shema 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 is Potter. Hey, the second is a Shema, and the Bodhisattva remains a Shema.
when the Balim say we want to have the Shmira Shemarishin, the Shemarishin cannot satisfy them. So on the Shemarishin, they have no trouble, they don't accept the Shmira. This is the Allah. Why does the Shemarishin pay? If you say that the Shmira is, the Shemarishin still retains this status? So only the implementation of Shmira can be done by what can be achieved through Hashem Hashemer. He calls him like Gabriel. He's done his good. He's a Hashemer, as I said. And the Hashemer pays because he's in Yochli Shabbat. What can he do? And the same as Hashemer will say Nishboro and Mason, but will say swear, will say I don't remember. No. However, if you say that the Shemarishin is Misulek from the Shmirek, Misulek, this is the Rashid Rambam. Rashi, this is a Rashi here also. Rashi here, Nichnesorei etachtov. Voz lebalim umishto edine badashene, vorishe mistalek. The Rashi Shite is not like that. Rashi Shite, there is Silu Gomo. There is Silu Gomo. If there is Silu Gomo, why does he have to pay them? He doesn't owe them any Shmirek. He's not chayev, he doesn't owe them any shmura. He owes them nothing, just zero. So why does he have to pay? So what's the answer? The balim are me'akvim, they prevent him from a serial shemer who is shmura they don't like. So why does he pay? Because in such a case, he shema shemash la shema chayev. I had no right to turn over the behemoth to such a shemer who shmura would not please the balim, will not satisfy the balim. The balim have a schus. The balim have a schus. Le'akev is mesiras a behemoth meshemerish meshemer sheni, because they can say that word that atmen lo mishmur. It means the balim can be akev the mesiras shemerish meshemer sheni. You understand? According to the first pshat, if there is simuk shmire, so the balim cannot be ma'ake. All the balim can say, the balim demands what? What will the balim demand? Ashmur v'shemarishin. Shemarishin cannot provide him with a shmur, because he doesn't know it, I mean. And they can demand from Shemarishin shmur. Why Shemarishin? Why not go to Shemarishin? Because we want that way. We know who you want that way. It's not a special school on the balim, basically. Who you want that way? You are a shemer, he's a shemer. He knows, you don't know. Who you want to collect from you? Why don't you go to the shemer? Because we don't believe him. It means the shemer cannot tell the balim deal with the shomer. They deal with the rishon, they deal with the sheni. The shemer rishon cannot tell them to go to the shemer sheni. That's all. That's what Rav says. He cannot refer them to the Shema Sheni, because they'll answer him what will they will answer there. Is then he pays because he's not capable of taking an oath. You understand it too well? However, if Shema Shemasla Shema is Misurek, if Shema Shemasla Shema is Misurek, the Gamre, is then what do you have to say? The Balim have to go, actually, they've got to go to the second one. The first one is not a shemer. But then what is the time for not mishtabe at memnus le bishwe, haile memnus le bishwe? What is the time?
He has no right to
say. They are me'akif in the mesiras ha-shemer. Me'akif mesir ha-shemer. With a question, according to Rove, what is Rove me? Eretz Eneshep is enemiyad acher is indeed what is it. According to Abayin Rotation and Yadachar, indeed, what kind of a tiny is it? Which is Mi'akiv, the Mesiras HaChefetz, L'Shem HaSheni. Correct? According to Rove, you can interpret it two ways. In one what? In one way, the Mesiras HaChefetz, L'Shem HaSheni is all right, but Hashem HaRishon is not relieved, so they demand the money from Hashem HaRishon, and Hashem HaRishon cannot swear. Or no, according to Rove, it's like Abayin. Abai says in the tzeni sheipikdeni biyad acher. Rove says because at memnul mishmur, eichle memnul mishmur.
Same time, Rabbi.
Ah?
Why do you know the same
Wait. Then it's a difference in the times, but by the way, can be differences in the regular Mabal Mabkinet in such matter. But basically it is, according to Rove, there is no Shema, Shema Sar Shema. There is no, according to Rove, there is no Shema, Shema Sar Shema. Oh no, Rove accepts Shema, Shema Sar Shema. If you could get along with the problem, with another problem, anyway, that a Shemarishan should be capable of taking what? Of taking a Shema, of taking a Shema. Now, fine, all right, okay, please. Now, what about Shmuel's Nizokin? What's about Shmuel's Nizokin? If it's the first shot, nothing to do with Shmuel's Nizokin. Nothing to do with Shmuel's Nizokin. What's got to do with Shmuel's Nizokin? Shmuel's Nizokin happens to Shomrim. To Shomrim. What you can say, but what can you say? I'm a fucking, you're right. Nothing to do with Shmuel Zizok. But what can you say? In the same manner as in Shmiras Gufe. They are both Shomrim. And the Baalim choose. What do the Baalim choose? Come to Shem Rishon. He cannot refer them to Shem Sheni. And the Shem Rishon, unfortunately, cannot do what? He cannot prove it by Shmuel. And the Baalim catch him here, right there, and they tell him to pay. Correct? The same is applicable to Shmiras Nizokim to Alda Shem Rishen cannot get rid of his chavis. Alda Shem Rishen cannot get rid of his obligation. A Mosra Shem Rishen, once he cannot get rid of his obligation, Mosra Shem Rishen, the Nizek can come, the Lohi imisira Shmire. Once you accepted Shmire, you cannot terminate Shmire unless you are what? You become a Shovel Balim. Without a Shovel Balim, you gave not only one. The one gave another one, 100 people. Everybody's a Shem. And this Lohi is not only a Lohi where, in what? In Shmire's group, it's in Dasa Mishra. Since I've accepted Dasa Mishraev vis-à-vis the Baalim, and the Dasa Mishraev is not terminated by my referral of the Chayfet. So, the second Shemir, it applies also to what does it apply? To what? To Shemir.
Shemir.
Ah? Shemir Shemir. Which Baalim? In the Nizek, you mean?
In both cases, both
the Shmiras Gufo
and
the Shmiras Gufo. The
second
Shmiras Gufo. Having Shmiras
Gufo,
which... To the Baalim? Shmiras Gufo. The second Shmira accepted Shmira. Why should he be Potter? There's no reason on the sun to say the second Shmira is Potter. Did he accept Shmira or didn't he? He accepted Shmira, so pay him. What the difference is make? Your Baalim, no Baalim. What the difference is make? Just a moment. The question is of the first Shemir. Nichnas Oreye Tachtov, Ni is the Reye Yisrael, Ni is Potter, so more according to Rove. Since Rove says, At Mishtabo Le Mishvue, Eich Le Mishtai, Eich Mem Le Mishvue, Hu Le Mem Le Mishvue. What does it mean? You pay me not because you had no right to be Mishvue. If the first Shemir, who was present Bishah Seines, is according to Rove, actually, I mean, he's Potter. If the first Shemir has knows the circumstances, I mean, because he was an onlooker, he's according to Rove. All what Rove said is, Shemir is a Moshal, and Shemir is all right. But the Shemirishan cannot get away. See, the Shemirishan cannot get away, so if you want, choose him as a victim and collect from him. Because he'll never, in most cases, in 99 cases, 99 out of 100 cases, he won't be able to take an oath. What does he know what happened of Shem Hashem's house? If this is the case, is the Shmira continues, correct? Where Shmira's Gufe continues? Because there is Dasa Mishraev, correct? Shmira's Gufe. Once there is Dasa Mishraev, he cannot terminate Dasa Mishraev by providing the Baalim with a substitute, with a Gavre Bachrikoye, a Gavre Kemeser. He cannot do it. If I cannot terminate in Dasa Mishraev vis-à-vis Shmiras Gufei, I cannot tell that some Israel vis-à-vis Shmiras Nezok, because Shmiras Nezok is not a separate that some Israel. Shmiras Nezok is a that some Israel vis-à-vis whom? Not vis-à-vis the Nizek. What Nizek? I don't know what kind of Nizek it is. Nizek is unknown. The Bible. And since I cannot terminate it, the Dasam Israel is a Dasam Israel binds him, I mean, to the Baalim and also to the what? He's in Baalim, he can say, what in Baalim? Baalim can say to him, swear, take an oath. And the Nizek, what does the Nizek say to him? Nothing, pay. So what do you need Rovin for? From Rovin you can derive the conclusion that what? Yeah, because that he's still a shamer. All the Gemara says Rovin that he's still a shamer, you understand? And that's why the Gemara did not quote Abaye. The Gemara was not Abaye. Why didn't Mora choose Rovin? Because Abaye, Rovi was more vulnerable than Abaye. Abaye, what's Abaye say? Yadacha, all right, but doesn't show whether he's a shamer or not a shamer. If it's any shaming, you can be Yadacha, said him, he's the Messiah. But the Gemara was, perhaps, if ever they should be Yadacha, this applies only to Shmiras Gufi. Shmiras Nizok, we mean the balance of the Yadacha, it makes doesn't make sense. I mean. Or that's a Mishrai, fine. Yeah, you could say, I mean, even according to Abaye, you have no right to be Mesia. But the words of the Tzeish Yadacha is applicable to Shmiras Gufe, not to Shmiras Nezok, not to Shmiras Nezok. But Rove is indirectly the Gemara finds out from Rove, something which is indispensable. What does the Gemara find out indirectly from Rove? Yeah, I'm not out of the shamer. Once he's a shamer, he don't need to can collect from him. If we should say that what? That according to Rove, he's called Shmirase, it's not because they collect from him what? Because he's still ashamed. Not because he cannot swear. No. It's not because he had no right to give it to someone what? Because the Shmira came to them. So why do they collect from him? Because he had no right to give it to somebody else. Not somebody else, like Abaye said, Prima Dacha, but somebody else who you don't trust, Livi Zashue. It's not he pays for not being able to swear. He pays for the Messiah Sachaifes Lashem Elacher. What is wrong with it? Is Abaye says, because he retains Shemim Yadacher, Rove says, Atlem Shue, Achlem Em Neshue. Yeah, fine. What has it got to do with Shmiras Nezokin? What Shmiras Nezokin? What does Abaye do with Shmiras Nezokin? You see, if you interpret Rove in plain terms, it's all right. If the Gemara is out only, I mean, when the Gemara shows that according to Rove, Shema Shemosa Leshema, the Shmiras Rishon is retained. The Rishon is a Shema. And that's why he pays for not being able, in his high Shuiz HaShomer. But it's a Mechuiv Shuiya, kind of in Yochel Yishor HaMisholet. I mean, don't take it verbatim. It's a kind of in Yochel Yishor HaMisholet. Since in Yochel Yishor HaMisholet, is in Shmiras Nezok, Nizachayev. In Shmiras Gufe, if it indeed happened, in Shmiras Nezok, Nizachayev. In Shmiras Nezok, Nizachayev. All right. But if you interpret, Rashi interprets Rove like that. I don't know. Rashi, about Rove, Rashi doesn't say anything. Rashi says, if Shema Shmosla Shema is Potter. That's what Rashi says. Yeah. If Shema Shmosla Shema is Potter. Shema Shmosla Shema is Chayev, Rashi doesn't say. But if we say according to Rove in the Shmire, please, the Shmire, the first Shmire gone, only the second Shmire, but in what? boat in zokin in shmiras gufei the balinker step me zok say no, you have no right to turn it over because you don't trust him as a shule. It's kind of like a bias as in pegdenish erzenish pegdenim yadacher. The difference would be with a controve if actually there is proof that they trusted him with shmues so he could have turned it over.
Yes.
This is different, but actually it is ad misiras abeheime l'shem aracher. This itself is wrong. This itself per se is wrong, according to the second pshat. He's a chayv because he lekiyem shmirose. Why is lekiyem shmirose? Because the other fellow is not, they don't trust the other fellow. No, what has it got to do with shmiras nezachim? The reason is that he had no right to turn over the pikodim to a shemer whose word they are not going to take. You find out that's all. All right. No, what's got to do to shmiras nezachim? What's got to do to shmiras nezachim? What? What? Repeat again. Since you couldn't change the Shmira, you have no right to be Meiser and Shmira Saguf for a reason for Shmuel. And the Shmira Saguf and the Bidnege Shmira Saguf, you remain a shamer because you have no right to give the substitute. Is if you remain a shamer and Shmira Saguf, you also remain a shamer and Shmira Saguf. Why? What? Where? What will the Nizek say? You have no right to turn it over. He will say it away. The Bali, through the Bali, will say. The Bali will say, through the Bali, the Bali are not interested. But through the Bali, he has no right to turn it over. Either according to first Pshat of Rabbi, you have no right because you're still a shamer. You have no right, you're still a shamer. The Nizek says it through the Bali. Through the Bali. But according to the second Pshat, there is Siluk Shmira. So he's not penalized for what? He's not penalized for not being able to swear. He's part of the Shmira Shemarish. But what is wrong with him? He had no Mesira, he had no Reshus to be Meiser, to turn over the Chayfetz to another fellow whose integrity the Balim doubt. No. But the Gemara says it with regard to Nizokim too. In my opinion, the Rambam is right in this. The sugya deals with Nizokim. So what's the answer? No, if the Balim have a right, no. Please. If the Balim have a right to doubt what? In Kolatire Kule, can I say, please, for instance, what if the Shemer Sheni, please listen here. What if the Shemer Sheni is prominent, but one of them is Bovni Storin. Can the Balim say it? At Memes Vishwe, hey, Chichle Memes Vishwe, what do you say? Ah? Odom you do, I'm full symbol here.
So, sorry, well, some Rishonim say no, he can't, because we have to accept the Shvuah. Another Rishonim say, even if he's Odom, he's full symbol here, he's still the right to say, the accept the Shvuah of someone who I hate, or something.
Pashtus is as he can, you know, they can. Because if they cannot do it to Odom, he's full symbol here, they cannot do it to Stam Yisrael either, because there's a Cheskes Kashrus. It's not the Balim just that actually can arouse doubt. They arouse doubt in the mind of the Bezdin, perhaps the other fellow is ready to perjure himself, to take a Shvuah Sheker. No. It's a separate schus of the Balim. So it's a separate schus of the Balim, and they can say, what can they say? Not a shemir, it's shuir. The money is for shuir. Because if you find out that the Balaam accepted his oath, in another case, not a shuir, in another case, many mitzvahs. So they lose this privilege. The Balaam can simply doubt, it's very strange. It's a very strange aloha, according to what it is. They can doubt, they can cast the reflection, a doubt upon what? After the money is for shame or shame. The Balaam can simply doubt, it's very strange. It's a very strange aloha, according to what it is. They can doubt, they can cast the reflection, a doubt upon what? After the money is for shame or shame. For shame or shame. The money is for shame. With regard to Shue, correct? With regard to Shue. Yes.
The Rebbe said if he accepted his shul by Moshe the Mikta, does the Rebbe accept?
You never accept someone's shul by Moshe the Mikta.
He's calling him a liar, etc.
What do you mean?
The Rebbe said if he accepted his shul by Moshe the Mikta,
then he has to accept his shul by Shneva.
You mean the Nehemiah said a liar?
Yeah.
You mean all liar? Okay, fine. Okay, then the Bani may admit it now. All right, fine, you're right. But let me work out this. I mean, so if the Bani can what? Cast doubt what? After the money's for shame, they can. That's why you have no reshus. The law is reshus from Mitzira, miyad liyad. Mitzira shem reshus to shem hasheni. If the Bani can say he had no right, because you don't trust him. The Mizrach can also say you had no right to give it to the Shemer Rish, Shemer Sheni, because what? Because the Mizrach cannot say it, the Balim say it. The Mizrach through the Balim. But to the Balim, you had no right to give it to the Shemer Sheni because you don't trust him with the Shmire. This is difficult. You know what you want to say? There's no chiyuv. He couldn't do it. Why couldn't he do it? Not because Hashem Rishon cannot be misalik lishmira. He could be misalik if he could provide him with an honest person. Since the person they doubt, they see his integrity about Yeshua. So that's why the misira is no good misira. He cannot turn over the chesed to the shame of faith. So the question is, what's about the Nizek, you say? According to the second pshat, is a shemer shemosa shemer is but if he's potter, it means he's not a shemer anymore. So the Balim cannot demand shuwe from him later. So what's that mean to be shuwe? The answer is if you turn it over to a fellow who is shuwe is worthless, so you did not turn it over to the bardas, the no equivalence between your shmir and his shmir, and that's why you're high.
Because
you want to deal with a person whose integrity is impeccable. And we have a right, according to Rabbi, we have a right to simply to question the integrity of the second person, but even with a tzaddik gomer. This is the halacha. If the question is according to that pshat, so what did the Mizek say? The Mizek through the Balaam, what did the Balaam say? You mean just I don't want to be deal with him, but why not manage to be sure?
The Mizek says that the Balaam don't accept your integrity as a shaymer, and it's their animal that hurt me, so you're not atonement for the Balaam.
That's what he said before. But once the Balaam are me'aki vis-a-vis the Shmira Saguf, the Nizek or the Balaam themselves can be me'aki
the Mesilut Shmire vis-à-vis the Shmire as Nizach.
Let us now, please. So what does the Gemara answer? In words, let's adjust. According to Rove, the Gemara asks Rove, Hashemah, Shemosah, Hashemah, is Rove says Chayev, because the Baalim can object as far as Shmir as Guf is concerned. And the Gemara says, according to Rove, the same objection is also valid as far as Shmiras Nizokin is concerned. Correct is the second pshat. The first pshat is, since he can object to say, Achle Ben Mishmuel, apparently he's still a shamer. And if he's still a shamer, Lien Shmiras Gufe, he's also a shamer, Lien Shmiras Nizokin. So what's the Gemara answer? Fine, what's the Gemara answer? Shemosre le Barzilei. What's the Barzilei? Barzilei means he's apprentice. He's apprentice, and what's here? He's apprentice? Yes. So the Baalim stipulated, what did he stipulate? They actually stipulated that they'll rely on the shvuah of the apprentice too. That he has a right to turn over to the apprentice. You understand this? Fine. What is in Zahun? The Nizek did not stipulate anything. The Baalim, they are the Meisrim, they can stipulate. The Nizek, who knows who the Nizek will be in a week from now? If the answer is the Baalim are stipulating for the Nizek. The Baalim are stipulating for the Nizek. It is Adas HaMeschayev not to the Nizek, but Adas HaMeschayev to the Baalim. That's what you see from this Gemara according to the Rambam. It's not to... If the Baalim, if Shemer is Baalim, the Rambam cannot interpret it in his own. The Shemer Shemosah the Shemer in his own. Just as good as Baalim Shemosah Hashemah. As Baalim Shemosah Hashemah. Why should the Baalim have a privilege with Hashemah has no privilege? With Hashemah does not have. Is Adarabam applies it to Shmiras Nizokin. So what is the conclusion? What's the conclusion? If the Rambam applies to Shmiras Nizokin, what's the conclusion? Adas HaMeschayev. Would not have separate Das and Israel vis-à-vis the Nizek, because otherwise what way? Barzilei would have done. And we strive according to the Baalim. And with the word, if the Baalim can prevent him from Siluk Shmire or whatever it is, from Siluk Shmire, let us say Siluk Shmire, vis-à-vis Shmiras Gufe, we can also prevent him from Siluk Shmire vis-à-vis Shmiras Nizek. Vis-à-vis Shmiras Nizek. Once, from Rove you say one thing away. Of course, it would be much better if we interpret that it remains a shamer. The Baalim say, At Mehem Mishwe, At Mehem Mishwe, I lay me heich, lay me heim li Mishwe. They say it, at either, and they collect from him what? They collect from him, Beter Hashemer. So it means Hashem cannot terminate the Das HaMeschayev with Baalim? If he cannot terminate the Das HaMeschayev with Baalim, he cannot terminate the Das HaMeschayev to Nizek. I mean, Shmiras Nizok. Because it's also, I mean, a Das HaMeschayev to the Baalim, I mean, addressed to the Baalim. Or even if Rove Saloch is, that Hashem can simply, According to the second pshat, what is the second pshat? The Shemir cannot terminate the Das HaMeschayev, his Das HaMeschayev. Because the Baalim have, what do they have? Of a taine? Atmem Zishwe. The taine does not apply to Nizokin. But since the Baal can prevent it,
from terminating the Das HaMizchayev vis-à-vis what?
Vis-à-vis
Gufo, it can also prevent him from terminating Das HaMizchayev Shmir Zogu, because it's one Das HaMizchayev. It's one Das HaMizchayev. Certainly, because it's one Das HaMizchayev. It's one Das HaMizchayev. This is Allah. It's one Das HaMizchayev. You don't need a separate reason which would make it possible for the Shemir to end the Shmire vis-à-vis Shmiras Nizokun. The reason for Shmiras Gufa is good enough. But it's one Das HaMizchayev. One Das HaMizchayev. And even if we should say that the Shemir, whatever, you understand, it makes no difference. If you take, please listen carefully. If you take, for instance, the first pshat, what's the first pshat? He's a Shemir. And the Balin don't accept the Shvui on the second one. Alright. He's here also, he's a Shemir. And the Balin plus the Nizet. Say you are supposed to pay, and that's all. Never mind, accept, not accept. You are supposed to pay, correct? Even according to the second pshat, that at members will be shmuy cancels out what? The misir shmire. Once it cancels out the misir shmire, and shmir as gufe, it prevents him also from terminating the shmire vis-à-vis shmir as gufe. Is all the kashas on the Rambam? Is that all the kashas on the Rambam? How could the Rambam interpret it with regard to Shmiras Nezokun? What is God Aloche from that Mendelssohn Mishwe? Here Mishwe, God to do with Shmiras Nezokun? The answer is no, directly it hasn't got to do with Shmiras Nezokun. But indirectly, it is the Aloche since Shmiras Gufe cannot be cancelled, cannot be terminated by Mesirat and other Shemir. Ushmida Das HaMizchayev, Akshmiras Gufe, Shmiras Nezokun, is one Das HaMizchayev. He is the Bailin, that Nizek, with the Bailin, can say, I mean, you have no right to cast off Shmiretor. And on the contrary, and Barzilei, whose Heskem is Barzilei, who gave consent? The Bailin. Did the Bailin have a right to give consent to the Shemir that he transferred the Mazik to another Shemir without incurring any responsibilities? Either Nizek will say, what right did they have to allow the Shemir? The answer is that the Chiv Shemir vis-à-vis the Nizek is Vivaya, what? Vivaya the Bailin. Vivaya the Bailin. This is it. What does Reb Chaim say? Did you see Reb Chaim? Do you have a Chiddush HaMen Chaim Halevi? What does he say? I don't believe he says what he said. Yeah. Mr. Robert. Niski Malik. Too much time to go through. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what Reb Chaim says about it. I'll go through it. I'll know better. I heard it once my father many years ago. I don't remember. But let us use our own brains. This is in the Gemara. The Gemara is, according to the Rambam, that one cannot cancel the Shmire by turning it over to someone else. Vis-à-vis the Bailin, he cannot tweak vis-à-vis the Nizekida. The conclusion from it is, as Hashemer is not chayev, is not a pilot, but is a das amischayev. The das amischayev is not a separate das amischayev vis-à-vis the Nizek. The damage would get into Hoysentas, Machter. He doesn't know. I mean, how can you mischayev the person who you don't know? You see, this is just a muscle, a simile, not that. But anyway, it's a Yitzchayv, the Das HaMitzchayev is directed, is addressed to whom? To whom is the Das Ha? To the Bairin. There is Mitzchayv and Shmiras Gufi, Mitzchayv and Shmiras Nizokin, in what way? To protect the Bairin. The Balem pay? This means he's protecting the Balem. But say Yischaives vis-à-vis the Balem. And if he cannot cancel the Yischaives vis-à-vis the Balem with Shmiras Gufei, the other Yischaives cannot be cancelled either. Whatever the reason be. And from Rove, you see that he cannot cancel the Yischaives. This is a counter. Because had he been able to cancel the Yischaives, I would make it shorter. Had he been able to cancel his highness, he couldn't have said, at memnis le bishwe, ach le memnis bishwe. What do you mean, I'm a friend of you? What do you mean, at memnis le bishwe? Because the bailim can say, at memnis le bishwe, ach le memnis le bishwe, it's like the first pshat. And demand the shwe from him, so this shows that he's still a shemer. And if he's still a shemer, shmiras gufei, so he's also a shemer in Shmiras Nezor. Is it clear or not? I've always felt that actually that the Rambam, if there is a chayes, the chiyuv shemer vis-a-vis the nizek is a chiyuv das amis chayev, is the Rambam not difficult? I've never tried to work it out the way I will try it today. It's not difficult. If it's Bailim, it's difficult. But if it's not Bailim, but it's Chiyuv Das HaMitzchayev, it's not difficult. It's Zifli and Bailim, vis-à-vis the Bailim, I cannot terminate the Das HaMitzchayev by providing him with a Shemer, a Bar Das, Shamosa. I cannot terminate the Yischayev vis-à-vis the... The trouble is that you are studying Rav Chaim's now, but let's see that. Rav Chaim said that this is the machlekes, Hashem HaShemaz HaShem HaPot Rav Chaim, whether I can give my gavr bach hakoy. I'll come to Rav Chaim, I'll go through Rav Chaim, I've got to know well. So I don't want to spend too much time. I'll do it privately, I'll tell you what Rav Chaim said, don't worry. Rav Chaim has a good attorney in me. Is Nazar. If Rove means simply as chayev b'ter Hashemah shle rotza lishova, not shle rotza lishova, shle yochel lishova, then what has got to do with Das HaMitzchayev? What has got to do with Nezokun? It's apparently the Hashemah, the Hashemah li'im balim, the Hashemah li'im Nezokun. Even if Rove thinks it's not at menes lishvui, not aloche, b'ter shle yochel lishova mishalei. But what's his aim? I cannot what? Because what? Because never mind the reason, because I don't trust it. But you cannot. You cannot vis-à-vis me. You cannot do it vis-à-vis the Nizek. If you can't get away from the Bali, you can't get away from the Nizek. Because the Nizek demands it through the Bali. No? It may or shame Ravele. Ichnis Avedas Lunu. Nu ist Rapra Papier was Suge. Was ist Shemer Avede? Ichnis Avedas Chavere le Beise. Der Sinn war Safte al Terbesa. In der Shoves Avede, in der Shoves Avede, in der Mitzwe, der Shoves Avede, was ist included? Shmire. Shmire ist a part of der Shoves Avede. No? Rova makeshemachinam dame, no? Rova makeshemachinam dame. Yeah. Ja. Ich kann ihn verarschen.
Ach.
Warte. Was haben Sie zu beschreiben? Yes. What is the second question? First question, everybody thinks that he understands. But what is the second question? What is the second question? What is the second question? You can say Shiv de Balkoche means the maximum. Since the Torah says, if there is Das HaMischayev, Shmirev Das HaMischayev, so it depends on Das HaMischayev. We have a wide choice. What you want to accept? But if the Teherim for Shmira, there is no Shmira of Das HaMischayev. The Teherim for Shmira is the maximum of Shmira. Or you can say on the contrary, the minimum of Shmira. You can say either or. I want you to explain it. What are you talking about? What kind of nonsense is that? What is the Rabbi? No, you mean Shit Sari, you mean? What's got to do with Shit Sari? What's got to do with Shit Sari? Nevavid is not Enes. Nevavid is not Enes. No, Shit Sari, Yori, Gnevi, Enes. Mirte, Shem, will come to it. Who left trouble then? Why trouble before? I'm asking you, given the Rachmone Shabdei, what does the Gemara mean? The minimum or the maximum? You could interpret it both ways. The maximum. If the Torah wanted Vasavta, why should the Torah be satisfied with Shemachinom? Why shouldn't the Torah demand for it? Common sense. Shemachinom. The question is, why shouldn't the Torah demand like Sheol, Chai, Bons, and Do? Is if you say a shale is not achrayas, no pilus is all right. It could not make the shemer aveda a pilot for the aveda. It could impose a chay. In achrayas is shemer socho the highest. But the question is, you understand? The question, what is the question? We just studied tasteless. A taste says a shomil shale shows what? Adachiyuk shale is with teres rachmanis. You just had it tasted. Yes. No. What do you say? And still I can insist. A detailer demanded the maximum. This would be the pastor's thing. And shale doesn't balance. Yeah. Now the pshat is, in Sheol, whether he pays Shalei or not Shalei is number one, that there is Bailim or not. We pass with Shomil Sheol means he pays Beteres Achayas. Beteres Achayas. But Achayas comes not through Kabbalah's Achayas. Not to the fact that I am a Sheol. The Tashmish creates the Achayas. The Tashmish creates the Achayas. Call it Anoy, call Anoy Shalei. Creates the Achayas. A result of the Tashmish. The best proof, what is the best proof on earth? Shios Lomidas, Akon Madom, Rashay Alare. Is Kabbalah Sacharis? What's Kabbalah Sacharis? What's Sacharis? If the Mashal gives it to me, the Mashal didn't give it to me. Is it Kabbalah Sacharis? Not Kabbalah Sacharis. No, what is it? It's the fact that I am Nenef and Mchefetz Chavere imposes upon Avon, upon Achayis of me is without Anoye, there is no Achayis of Sheol. Achayis of Sheol, even if it's Achayis, not Sholei. This depends upon Shomin Lei, Loi, Sheol, or Eishom Lei Sheol. But even if Eishom Lei, if Shomin Lei Sheol, it's Achayis. But Achayis is not the result of Das HaMischayev, but it's a result of what? Anoye. And without Anoye, you cannot impose Achayis Phanenes upon someone without a knife. This is one way how to say. You can say on the contrary. Rav Yisrael Makshimasoch HaDomek even Rachmon HaShibdei Bal Koche is at least the minimum Shmira. Yeah. Then is the Ritvo and the Rambam. as she is not achrayes. It is to achrayes, kapdas am Israel, but she is a kumvasei. Rammazik. Where does achrayes begin? For he ashove, for he ashove, for the failure to be to restore the chayvets. Rav Chaim says, for Heder Hashove, well, with whom does it begin? Shem Echino means that the Torah did not obligate him, did not charge him with his chayes. Because the Hashem Asocho, Hashem Echino, this is almost the Ritvo, what does the Ritvo say? The Dvorim Ba'alme, Ba'u Anoye, what does the Ritvo say? I reviewed with you the Ritvo twice. What does the Ritvo say? Ritvo says that Hashem Asochor is mechuye because it's achayes through kesef, and Hashem also through Anoe. When Hashem Echinom, he does not need kinyan basically, kinyan amechayev, because kilu hizik biyodav he says, and Meshicha is not a kinyan amechayev. The Ritvo, do you remember? It's the Rashba, is it? It's the Rashba. Okay, excuse me. The Rashba and the Kash Shrive, right. And Shem Echinom is Chayev B'Tiras Kumvasei. That's why the Rambam says that in Hegdesh and in Avodim Nishtoreis is Hashem Echinom Chayev. Why is it Chayev? Because Kilo Yifsit Sadova. Hashem Echinom is Chayev for Hefset. Hashem Asocho is not Chayev for Hefset. Hashem Asocho is Chayev for what? For Yikim Shmire. No, if the Torah said Vasafta al Bisecho, so the Torah wants him to be a Shemer. The Torah is a Chayes. So you cannot start with Shemechinom, you can start with what? Shemasocho. So is Rav Yosef here, you can say in two ways. That since the Torah imposed Shmire, it is the maximum of Shmire. I Sheol, you cannot. Sheol is a contradiction, an inner contradiction. What will say about Sheol? It should be like a Sheol. But Hashem is not Das HaMitzchayim in this regard. Hashem is Allah and Kol Anoye Shalei. Tashmish. Without Tashmish, there cannot be Achayes of us. So Achayes, without Achayes of Das HaMitzchayim, is only a one. Namely, what is it? Shema Socha. Is Shema Socha the maximum of Achayes? Of course, if you say in Shomu L'Sheol, it's no problem. If in Shomu L'Sheol, it's not Sheol not Chayim Achayes, it's not Shalei. Even if Shomim L'Sheol is Sheol different, Sheol does not have Kabbalah, does not require Kabbalah's Achrayas. The Tashmish generates as Achrayas. And this cannot apply to Shem Ravede, who is enjoined from using the Ravede. Is it correct? Is it understand? Or you can say no. Kiv Drachmon and Shiv the Alkoche means what? The Aminu. What is Shem Echinom? Shem Echinom is a different category. The category from Hefset Moment. The Chiyu from Hefset Moment. Uval in Shema Sochor, it's a Mechaev, not Hefset Moment. A Mechaev is a Chayes. Mitera says, Vasafte, Altera Besechor. Now let's say it next. This is the second Lashon. What is the first Lashon? Why does Rabbi Yosef say Shema Sochor? Sochor. Who gives it to him? I know, but who gives us? For instance, Hashem Asocha, suppose, for instance, you are my Hashem Asocha. The bells will pay you. What would you say? The bells will pay you for doing some shmira for me. He won't, but imagine he will. What do you say? Not all, I mean, it's 90. I don't believe that 90 applies here. Is if somebody else can pay, for the Shema Socho, is Shomayim. The Rachmone pays for Shema Socho. But if we should say that Shema Socho has got to be Kedischa from the Mafki, if somebody pays, I want you to understand, somebody pays. First of all, if the mafki is chayev, for instance, if Berzon pays you for the shmir, is if I told Berzon to pay, is all right? I'm an orach, correct? I mean, no doubt about it. If I didn't tell Berzon to pay, אז אני אפרי אחרי של חבר שלמה ראיתו. שלמה ראיתו. נו? It might also be what he'll pay for me. Might also be all right. Might also be all right. If he'll pay for the pool, he'll pay for the pool is all right. This is a question whether in all apparei chavis chavir shlemi daitim, whether the chavis paid up or the chavis not paid up. It's an old problem. It's an old problem. But yeah, if he's apparei chavis chavir shlemi daitim, he might be, might also. But what if Verzon will pay you not for my shmira? So I'll show you. I'll show you how it's possible. For instance, he is generous with money. And he gives away money. And since you are my Shema Socho, you'll be around my house, you'll do the Shmira. Whenever he'll see you, he'll give you some money. You want money? All right, take. But it's not he'll pay you Beteras Pule. You understand? There are three possibilities if another person pays. One possibility, he pays because I told him to pay. There's no problem about it. He's a case of a good inclusion. Huh? It's good in Shmiras also. Okay. Secondly, no, I didn't tell him to pay. He's very generous and very kind. And he pays. I don't know. If you'd ask me, I would say he's a Shema Socha too. But the third possibility is you don't pay for me. You're not interested in me. You don't know me. But because he is my Shema Socha, and he's my Shema Socha in my yard, let us say, he guards my yard. He's a guard, he's a night watchman. And at night, you don't sleep, you suffer from insomnia, you go out on the street, and you find somebody, you give him money. Why not? And the fact that you are my Shema Socha is responsible for the fact that you meet Berzon twice a night, at 3 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning. And each time he gives you $10 bill. No, it is a Shema Socha or not? I would say you stop right here. The previous two cases are Shema Socha, correct? Even a Pareya Chemesh Raver Shalem Edaite, I would say, is a Shema Socha. You understand me? Berzon will not be able to collect from me. But he pays. He says, listen, how much did he promise you for this work? $10. Tell you $10, don't bother it. I would also say Hashem HaSocha. But when you come to the last coincidence, namely, he doesn't know of the Shmira. He doesn't know of the Shmira. He doesn't pay you for the Shmira. He doesn't pay you for the Pula. If he doesn't pay you for the pool, but he gives you, because of the pool, because of your job, you meet him every day, every night. So you get some money from him. Or you get acquainted with him. So that is not Shema Socha. Now let us take a look at the Etrifta Lanya. In the light of these three cases. You understand? I mean, I did not let a figment of my fantasy. I mean, I tried to describe three cases in order to make it plausible for you. Rifta l'anye, for what pay is it? Where does it belong? Into what category? I have three, not four. In what does it belong? Yeah, no, I won't ask you. What does it belong to? The Torah is a mitzvah. What is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is a Shoves Avede. Shmire is a part of a Shoves Avede. Shmire is a part of a Shoves Avede. This is a safte royal of in Leikorev Achichoimach. A safte alter besa. A drei shachicha. Is the Shmire akim a mitzvah? Yes. No. Is if you pay, the Torah would say Adaschar for the mitzvah. You see, there are two possibilities. There could be two possibilities. Rav Yosef said Adaschar for the mitzvah. The Schar Baal Medose Beilam Hazeh Ayin Laseisem Lemoch Lekabaschoron. But the Schar for the mitzvah is then I would say is a real Shema Socha. It at least belongs to Saperei Chemesh Ravir Hashem Leid. It's a real Shema Socha. Rachmonet pays him for what? For what? For the Shmira on it. For the Impuna, for the Shmira. Whether I pay him, they say, or Shamayim pays him. For what? For what? For Shmira, Shmira, the mitzvah is Shmira. That's after all, Tere Bezecha, he pays. But Rabbi Yisrael doesn't say, as Char mitzvah is Shema Sech. Rabbi Yisrael doesn't say, as Char mitzvah is Shema Sech. Had Rabbi Yisrael said it, there would be no problem. What did Rabbi Yisrael say? What is Shema Sech? This is the coincidence, like Berzon meeting you and giving you $100 bill, 2 o'clock in the morning. You understand what I say? But this is the schar. This is the mitzvah. Potom in a mitzvah is a part of the schar which the Torah promised for us. Is a mitzvah. Schas v'sholem. We accept the Rabbi Kiva. Yim l'seis no mochel kabel schorah. It's a separate aloha. It's a mitzvah. It's part of a mitzvah. No. This is just, you see, it's a windfall. It's nothing but a windfall. So what kind of Hashem a socher is it?
Who's the market
here? Huh?
Is the Torah the market or is the Baal Shem
the market? Let's say Hashemayim the market. Shemayim, the Torah the market. Oh, the Torah the market. I don't like the whole concept. There is no market, correct. Und ja, das ist Rachmone, der Mafki. Aber das Rachmone doesn't give him for the Shmire. Give him for the Mitzvah, das kannst du schon. Scha, yes. So is, let us say, Scha for a Mitzvah, bin am Azeh. In das Wort, schon mehr, was in Azeh kann, kein Mestre in Abor. All right? Might be Hashem Asocher, I don't know. I don't know that. I don't know. But Rabbi Yisrael never said Scha Mitzvah in Hashem Asocher. Did he say it or didn't say it? No. What did Rabbi Yisrael say? What is Shema Socha? Huh? The fact that because of the mitzvah I'll save a few pennies when a money will knock on my door, correct? And what did he say? All right, okay, whatever it is, I know you have a few pennies I'll pay, I don't care. But this is not for the Shmire. Or Eisig the mitzvah potam in a mitzvah is not schar mitzvah. It's not for the shmira. The separate aloha, I'll save money. What shall I say is like that. I should tell the Shema Socher, Shema Socher, while the Shema Socher is not home, when he is also be shmira, so he'll spare money. So this is Shema Socher. Because she asked me indirectly, parenthetically, the kasha is asked but I don't see the terrace.
Shem Ravido here. Shem Ravido is Baba Kame perhaps. You have a Rav Alfas? Rav Alfas Baba Kame? Ah, here. Take a look at Rav Alfas. Thank you. The location should be here on top, somewhere. This is Hashem HaRaveh. This is Hashem HaRaveh. Here I have it. Find it now in the Mukiyesi. It might be, if this is the case, please. I don't find it in the Mukiyesi. If this is the Machlekes Rabbi Raviyesi, all the Shem interpret the Gemara. The Machlekes only because put it Raviyesi in the Shkiah. And Tesla says, and this is the proof, that he's only Potter while he's busy doing things. Washing, ironing, straightening it out, but otherwise here. Might be as Rabbi has a different approach. This is not schar for the Shmir. But put alone is not schar, it's not schar for the Shmir. The question is where? Rabbi Yisif, and the Dad, I'm in a Rishin in Fasco like Rabbi Yisif. Like a Rishin, and Allah is Grab, Allah is Rabbi Yisif. What is Rabbi Yisif? What is Rav Yosef Shimon? Is that pshat? Is that pshat? Yeah, what do you want to say?
We had the more by Uman. That even though a marriage just by itself, there is a Shomer Shimon by Uman. If he was murdered, would be a Shomer Safra. The more gave reasons to believe the Hanoah. Either Tavis the Ahad Greg or because they hold him to be So you see, there the Hanoah that he's getting is not for the Shmir. The Hanoah that he's getting is for the Shmir that he's going to do.
The Shmir itself is Danoah.
The
Shmir itself is Danoah. Tofes Leagre, the fact that his reshus is
big.
No, it's not yourself. The answer is apparently like that. All that is true and correct, in Shmire, which is a result from Das HaMizrayev. Because in Das HaMizrayev, I've got to pay for it. I've got to pay for the Shmire. Not only I, somebody else. But the Shmira has got to be paid. This is Allah in Das HaMizrayev. Here there is no Das HaMizrayev. There is no Mafki. It's a separate Chiyuv Shmira. Is how is Shem HaSocha possible? If the Shmira is the cause of some benefit. In Das HaMizrayev, is Hashem HaSocha, is Das HaMizrayev. If the Hashem HaSocha is a result of Das HaMizrayev, if Das HaMizrayev should be for Shmire, Shem Mishtalemes Bedomim. So you have to pay for the Shmire. In order that the Chiyuv Shem HaSocha should emerge in the term. But here is the Shmire and the Das HaMizrayev. There was, it's a Shmire which the Torah has imposed upon us. And as a matter of fact, since there is no Das HaMizrayev, you can never pay for the Shmira. You will pay for the Shmira. If there is Das HaMizrayev, there is a Mafki and a Shemir. So the Shemir takes the Mafki, turns over the Chayfet stream for Shmira, where there is Kabot. And the Shemir, and the Mafki pays him. Is it for the Shmira? But if there is no Mafki, there is no Das HaMizrayev, what do you mean for the Shmira? You cannot pay if the Shmira is Bal Kocha. You cannot pay anything if what I do is Bal Kocha. You'll tell me somebody will take a revolver and will tell me, to move stones. And they'll give me $5 for that. This is not dumb. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you another aloha. For this is Avedizor. Avedizor is take his dummy. When I pay, may pull his dummy. It's not an Avedizor. But the may pull if a pail is dummy. The main word of a movie with this dummy is that pail does it well. Pail does it what? The thing I pay is dummy. I do the pull it for money. Is the money is dummy. But if he'll tell me, you have to move the stones. Otherwise I'll kill you. And I'll move the stones in there, and after I complete the job, I'll take out $10 and give me. This is not Dmei Achivetz. What kind of Dmei Achivetz is it? Dmei Achivetz means domim. If I want, I do the melachim. And if I don't want, I don't do. In order to persuade me to do, he pays me. But if I don't need any persuasion, I'm happy that he hasn't killed me. So he gave me domim. It's nothing. Here is Balkoche. Willy nilly is Balkoche. What do you mean you pay him domim? What do you mean you pay him domim? For what you pay him domim? He has an alternative, he has an option. If he has an option, it's not Dmei Achivetz. Where did you hear? I mean that Balkoche is not his domim. Domim means if I gave the Seine Ateis something for in exchange of something. But there is no something in exchange of something. I did it. It's very messy. So then is here you cannot speak about Shema Socher like in Kol HaTorah Kuleh. Here either you cross Shema Socher out, cross Shema Socher. It will always be Hashem Echidah. Always, always. Or no, here the Schar changes its character. But is it any benefit which is caused by the Shmire is considered Schar?